Recording 4.2, a debate on preferred travel methods. Good afternoon, and welcome back to our program. Today, we will talk about different travel methods. Our guest speakers are Martin, Hannah, and Nikki. Each of our speakers is going to talk about their preferred method of travel and why they feel it's the best. Martin, you're up first.
Thank you, Carol. I'm very pleased to be here. Traveling is something I feel everyone should do. Whether it is within the area that you live or you choose to visit a new country, traveling brings joy and wonder to our lives. I find that flying is the best way to travel. Now, there are many reasons for this, but the most important is that it gives you access to the whole world. There are no limits to where you can go with flying. Overseas, across the continent, or even in the same state. The other great part of flying is that you save a lot of time with travel. Flying from one end of the country to the other takes a few short hours instead of days or weeks. Planes are comfortable and fun. You can sleep or you can watch a movie while you wait. I think flying is the best choice for travel.
Thanks, Martin. Hannah?
Thank you, Carol. I agree with Martin that traveling is important for many reasons. Traveling allows us to gain knowledge and cultural experiences that help us grow as people. However, I would rather not fly, and I don't think it is the best method of travel. While I can agree that flying gives us some benefits, it takes away from the travel experience in some very important ways. For me, driving is the best way to travel. One reason is that you get to choose the places you stop and visit. Driving gives you control over the experiences you encounter. There are so many wonderful places along the way from one city to the next. Road trips are more flexible, and you won't miss out on the cultural experiences of each place you pass through. Another benefit is the privacy you gain from traveling with only the people you want to be around. Not to mention, driving is a more affordable travel option.
Excellent points, Hannah. Okay, Nikki, what are your thoughts? Well, Carol, I think both Martin and Hannah offer great reasons why flying or driving are excellent travel options. I also agree with their opinion that traveling is essential to our growth. Even though they both presented amazing points, I must disagree with either option being the best. Traveling by train is the perfect option for everyone. The benefits that flying and driving offer are even better with trains. Trains balance out time and flexibility. Trains make stops in lots of cities, and that can give you the chance to experience the culture before your final destination, while still cutting down on the amount of time spent stopping for the restroom or gas. Trains are comfortable and allow you to walk around instead of sitting for endless hours. If you are traveling with your family and have kids, trains make the journey affordable and less stressful. If you're traveling alone and don't like the person or people you're around, all you have to do is find a new seat. There are no reserved seats like on a plane. Another reason I prefer trains for traveling is the availability to relax or work. Since you aren't driving, you can use your cell phone or even a laptop. Since you aren't in the air, you don't need to have airplane mode on at all. Trains are so versatile. They make traveling convenient and enjoyable.
Nikki, thank you for your insight. Our guests have given us excellent insight on different traveling methods. What do you think is the best way to travel?